WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Recovery crews have recovered dozens of bodies from the Potomac River following last night's mid-air collision between an American Eagle plane and Army Black Hawk helicopter. 64 passengers and crew members, along with three Army soldiers, died. President Trump calling it a dark moment for the nation.
President Trump said his administration doesn't know what led to the crash between the American Airlines jet and the Army helicopter, but said they have, quote, some very strong opinions. He later suggested diversity efforts in hiring at the Federal Aviation Administration has made air travel less safe. Asked for evidence to support those claims, the president said,
"It just could have been."
Pushed on how he can conclude at this point that diversity had something to do with the crash, the president said,
"Because I have common sense."
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The NTSB says investigators will follow the facts and won't speculate on a cause. So far, investigators have not recovered the data recorders. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The latest in the federal funding freeze saga, Democratic lawmakers and nonprofits spoke out the loudest after the Trump administration sent a memo instructing federal agencies to pause payments on grants and loans. More than 20 states filed a lawsuit, and Wisconsin was one of them. The pause on payments would impact all kinds of agencies and programs, anything from law enforcement to Head Start. Yesterday, the White House confirmed to outlets that it was formally rescinding that memo. Yet afterward, reports said the administration still intended to carry out the funding freeze. Governments and agencies have had whiplash these last 2 days trying to figure out what comes next. Governor Tony Evers called it, quote, a disaster from the get-go, end quote. Meanwhile, two other big priorities for the Trump administration, immigration and tariffs. New data from the conservative-leaning Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce shows how business leaders feel about those issues. Here's Lisa Hale.
86% of Wisconsin business leaders support President Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on goods imported from China. As for the tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, only 44% of those surveyed support the 25% tariffs. And when asked how increasing tariffs would impact their businesses, 50% said it would have a negative effect. 26% said it would be positive, while 24% said it would have no impact. This same survey from WMC shows Wisconsin business leaders want to see immigration reform, with 89% saying the plan should start with securing the U.S. southern border. The respondents didn't want a complete stoppage of immigration. They overwhelmingly supported updating the nation's guest worker program to include increasing the number of visas for specialized workers and adding new visa options for high-demand workers to address Wisconsin's labor shortage.
That's Lisa Hale, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
The Badgers stunned in Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the number 17th ranked Badgers, ran into a buzzsaw, losing on the road at Maryland, 76-68. The Terrapins have now won 6 of their last 7 games. The Badgers have lost 2 of their last 3. Greg Gard asked, why does it seem as teams always seem to go into a slump this time of the year?
I don't worry about other years, Mike. On to the next game. We got to get ready for Northwestern, making sure we keep getting better.
They play the Wildcats Saturday afternoon at 1 in Evanston. The Badgers women's team, with an 82-75 upset win at home over Michigan, head coach Marissa Mosley responding to allegations from former player Tess Towers that she was wrongfully accused of fighting during a practice, left behind on a team trip, and mistreated by the coaching staff.
I have fully participated in the university's procedures in regard to this matter. I feel like at this time, I think that's all that really needs to be said.
That's the Badger women's head coach, Marissa Mosley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low near 30, and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s, with some snow showers Saturday night. A mixture of sunshine and clouds into Sunday, highs upper 40s. It's 52 right now.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
The John and Gordy Show.
We're talking with Dr. Tim Slecker. You know, we've been on AI for a long time.
What can you now do with data? You know, ask AI, say, based on what we know about Gordy, and based on what we know about the job market, what should Gordy do for the rest of his life?
Send him to broadcast school. He's worthless.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Mr. Zomeros will have a board game of the week and review the day's headlines. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me. It is Thursday night. What do we call Thursday night around here, Conrad?
The Christmas Eve of weekdays.
The Christmas Eve of weekdays, ladies and gentlemen. This is the night. Big anticipation. There are no presents in the morning, but it will be Friday, and it will be gorgeous. It was a gorgeous day today. Hope you had a great day, whatever you did, whether you worked or played hooky or did whatever. I hope it was a phenomenal day, and I hope we make it even better. And it's great to have you with us here, whether you were joining us on the app or the old school radio or the stream. Did you know people can stream the show, Conrad? We're on. People can watch the radio.
Yes.
That fascinates me. Tell them how they can do it.
Yeah, so on Facebook, it's WGBW, WISS, and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, it is Civic Media or WGBW.
Lots of stuff going on tonight. And, you know, I'm hoping to get a lot of participation from you guys. We got some great texts last night. We got a great question tonight. Really fun guest tonight. My favorite holiday. I shouldn't say my favorite holiday. It's tough. If you're a holiday in February, you're kind of getting the shaft. You're kind of getting the short end of the stick. Nobody likes February. Even in warm weather states, February kind of sucks. So Groundhog Day happens to fall in February. And that's about the best thing about February, because Groundhog Day, the movie, is one of my all-time favorite movies. And there are very few times throughout the year I get to talk about it. But tonight is one of them. We're going to talk a little bit about that film. One of my all-time favorites. I feel like it has a little bit of everything. It's got great comedy that is situational, character-driven, really solid acting, a wonderful script and story. It's shot in beautiful Woodstock, Illinois. Have you ever been to Woodstock, Conrad?
Can't say I have.
Listen, there's a Young Christian Singles bus tour. I think you should get in on that. You still here?
I just
took a powder. Okay.
I just don't. I don't think I'll go to that.
What do you got? You got something against singles or Christians or just people who like Groundhog Day?
I don't know.
Conrad does not have a mean bone in his body. Folks.
The bus part doesn't entertain.
Yeah, that's the mean bone is the bus part. Nobody wants to ride a bus to Woodstock. But they made Woodstock look beautiful in Groundhog Day. It looks like a folksy, small, charming town. You've got Bill Murray in the lead role, who is so great in that role as just the kind of egotistical weatherman who thinks he's better than he is and thinks he's better than everybody else. Those are funny characters, and he crushes it. You got Andie MacDowell, who plays his producer, Rita, who's lovely and smart and sweet and hardworking and doesn't really like him at all. And he uses her as a barometer of where he's at as a human being. And then you've got the hilarious Chris Elliott, who's the camera guy. And the three of them get trapped in Punxsutawney when they go to see the groundhog or do a story about whether or not the groundhog sees its shadow. So I'm sure most of you have probably seen Groundhog Day. It was a very popular movie. But if you haven't, we're going to talk a little bit about it tonight. And a good friend of mine who is in the film, Rick Overton, will be with us at 6:35 tonight to talk a little bit about his experience on the film. Really wonderful cast. Stephen Tobolowsky plays Needlenose Ned, Ned the Head. It was just top to bottom. Such a great film. And seriously, the best thing about February. What else would you say, Conrad? What else is, how else is February good?
You know what I don't get about February? Is why when, I don't know who created the calendar. Well, they said, you know what?
Tommy Calendar.
They get it rotating. Every year they get a certain amount of days.
Right.
And it could go back to the 28th, right? Is that the lowest right. It goes? I hate it because I have to pay rent earlier, all right?
Ooh, that's an interesting angle.
But it's also my mom's birthday, so...
Is she a leap year baby?
No.
Okay.
Hers is the 3rd, so she never has to worry
that's
about
good. That gives you another reason to at least tolerate the month.
Yes.
Because a loved one's birthday, especially your mom, that's pretty cool. Yeah, you're right, though. They even get an extra day once out of every 4 years. Oh, I'm February.
I have a friend that's actually a leap year one, and I think he's like 12.
No, wait a minute. He can't be 12. Wait, so he's really like 48?
I don't know I was just
throwing it out there.
Yeah,
he's not as old as he should be.
He's 20. He's 25.
Okay.
So I don't know what that translates into leap year.
So he's
years.
Like 6 1/4. He's 6.25 years old.
Good for him.
Really immature. He'll outlive you though. So tonight, Rick Overton is here from the movie Groundhog Day. We'll talk a little bit about Groundhog Day. One of our favorites, who isn't on the show often enough, in my opinion, Brittany Merlot, is going to join us at 7:05 to tell us what is going on with this weather. And it's always, I feel like we're like the original Odd Couple when Brittany's on, because I love warm weather. I hate cold winters. Brittany is the snow queen. She loves cold weather. She's an outdoor girl. She likes to get out and take advantage of the snow, which is great. You have to be like that if you live in a climate like this. Oh, you don't have to be, but it makes winter go by much faster, I think. I had a friend who told me, she taught my kids tennis, and she said, my family hates when winter is over. They were that much into winter. They snowmobiled, they ice fished. Why not? I mean, if you're going to choose to live where it's freezing, you might as well embrace it. And I think Brittany does that. So Brittany will be here at 7:05. Maybe she'll give us kind of some foreshadowing as to what we can expect for the rest of the winter. And then at 7:20, we've got a couple of dudes, a couple of film dudes coming into the studio. Chris Opper from the Door County Film Festival and Kurt Kraus, an actor who is also working on the Door County Film Festival. Chris also has a film in the festival. Several of our friends who have been on the show in the past have films this year at the Door County Film Festival. So that's exciting. We'll talk some independent film and film festivals at 7:20 with Kurt and Chris. Another big thing happening. You know what? Let's get to, we should probably put our question out there, Conrad. Rock it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite day that you would want to be your Groundhog Day from your life? What day in your life would you choose to be your Groundhog Day that you had to live over and over, like Bill Murray did in the film Groundhog Day? There's a great scene in the film where he's recalling his life and about like things like when he lost his virginity or went on a road trip, and he's saying all these things. And he's like, those were pretty good days. Why couldn't I relive those? But no, he gets stuck in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania in a bed and breakfast. But you have carte blanche here, folks. What day from your life would you want to be your Groundhog Day? You can make it generic, you know, birth of a child, wedding, your own birthday. But if you want to get more specific, I welcome that as well. Tell us about a day that was very special to you and why you would want to live that over and over. I keep going back to when I was a child and I could just smell, like we would go to the park and I could smell the chlorine from the pool and the grass. and I didn't have a care in the world, I might just pick a summer day like that, a random summer day. Obviously, the birth of my kids, my wedding day was fun, various accolades in your professional life. But I don't know. It's a good question. And do you have one, Conrad?
February 6, 2011.
What happened?
The Packers won the Super Bowl.
Really?
So I relive it. I relive it, and the Packers just never lose.
That is really short-sighted. I get that. And that's kind of like, you know, you felt the euphoria of your team winning. I've had moments like that. I mean, I'm a Bulls fan. I had six. I still think back about that when it comes to sports. My team, I got to celebrate six championships with my basketball team. And I was heartbroken in the mid-70s when they lost to the Golden State Warriors. So when they got Michael Jordan and came back, it's like, I feel like I can't ask for anything sports-wise in my life, because that was, I mean, two three-peats in professional sports. That's insane in the modern day. Cubs winning the World Series, though, as a Cub fan, I grew up just west of Wrigley Field. I could pick that if I went sports, like Conrad is doing. But I think I would go for something more, maybe a day at our family cottage in Three Lakes with my grandma and grandpa and my dad, who had seven brothers and sisters, and they were all up there, and it was pandemonium and fun, and we were just catching Frisbees off the pier. That's my day. I will take a random summer day in Three Lakes, Wisconsin. That is my Groundhog Day. But what is yours? Let us know what you would pick. If you could pick a Groundhog Day, a day from your life that you could live over and over. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. You can't argue with Conrad's either. I mean, that moment when you know your team wins, if you could bottle that, it's over. They've won. You know it. That's a huge relief.
Yeah.
And I do feel weird at those times, because when my team's like, I'm so happy, but I had nothing to do with it. That's weird. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just eating donuts on the couch, and they're actually accomplishing something, but it's still lovely. So whatever you want it to be, what is your Groundhog Day? What day would you pick from your life that you could live over and over? Text us on the app. That's easy too. Just we're on statewide, so click the little text icon and fire away, and we will read your text on the radio. We got a really fun show tonight, folks. We're talking about Groundhog Day with Rick Overton in just a few minutes. Brittany Merlot is here to tell us a little bit about why it's so warm out, even though I don't know if I want to question it, because I love it. And then some independent film talk with Chris Hopper and Kurt Krause at 7:20. That's a show, Conrad, right there. That's what that is.
Oh, yeah.
So we got the question out there. I was just, Green and Gold opens tomorrow.
Yes.
I just sent Anders an email, finally thanking him for being on the show a couple weeks ago. It was a fun interview, and he's a good guy. I'm really pulling for his film. We thought initially it was going to be released nationwide. I guess it's going to be, what they'll probably do is roll it out in Wisconsin, and if it crushes here, like I think it very well could, maybe they'll roll it out into other markets. But pretty good reviews for the most part on Rotten Tomatoes. So good luck to Anders, and break a leg tomorrow, my friend. That's exciting stuff. Check out Green and Gold if you're so inclined. Coming up next, we're going to talk about a very inappropriate Super Bowl commercial that reenacts a moment of, how should I say this? You know the word organism? Can I say something close to that on the air? We'll discuss.
Yeah.
All right. This is Beach Wop at Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, folks. It's Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
She pressed her chest against me about the time the jukebox broke. Yeah, she gave me a peg on the back of the neck. And these are the words she spoke. Blow up your jeans.
Welcome back. Oh, we got so much going on here tonight, folks. We're going to talk Groundhog Day in just a few minutes with actor, comedian Rick Overton. Very funny guy, extremely talented guy. Came up with Robin Williams in the San Francisco comedy scene, and he has been around a while. He's got stories to tell. Just a really good guy. So we'll talk about his time on the set of Groundhog Day. And he is going to make our popcorn pick of the week, too, by the way. It's Thursday. So Rick will give us a movie pick of his liking. And then Brittany Merlot will be here at 7:05, and Kurt Krause and Chris Hopper will be here at 7:20 to talk about the Door County Film Festival, which is just around the corner. And it's interesting because Green and Gold was shot in Door County. Antonio Polk, who was on this show about a month ago, shot two films there. Door County is incredibly cinematic. That doesn't surprise me, but it seems like they are getting more and more film activity happening there. So we'll talk to Chris and Kurt about that as well. So our question tonight, folks, is what is your Groundhog Day? Pick a day from your life. If you had to live a day over and over, what day from your life would it be? And you can get as elaborate as you want. It could be something basic like a birthday or a holiday when your child was born. But if you want to be more specific, that's fine, too. I welcome it. So let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So I saw this today. This was kind of interesting. And it was on Up North News, which I think Pat Kreitlow is behind. Do you know anything about Up North News?
Yeah, Pat
it's Kreitlow. It's Pat, right? Yep. It's his public. And this Christina Laurie, who I've tried to get on the show. Or I haven't tried to get her on the show. I would love to reach out to her and try to get her on the show because she writes. She just has so many fun facts about Wisconsin. And I've reached out over the course of the last year to a couple people, but they've not been able to put me in touch with her. And she's not easy to reach. Conrad, take a memo. What do you think? You think you can get a hold of Christina?
I'll try my best.
Do it, man. We got to do this. She put out this thing today on Up North News I thought was just great. And it's about Super Bowl dip. The most popular game day dip in Wisconsin is, do you have any idea, Conrad?
Buffalo chicken.
That's a good guess because a lot of states, the majority of the states like some type of buffalo dip.
French onion?
No.
Ooh, I
don't
I'll
give
that.
You a hint.
Taco.
Yes. Okay. Where did you pull that out of?
I just was thinking about my favorite.
Okay.
My favorites.
And you're like Mr. Wisconsin, man. You're like the Luke Mathers of Northeast Wisconsin. That's why Luke's going to take our quiz tomorrow. I'm excited to give that to him. Michigan, it's cheese dip. Indiana, it's cheese dip, just to give you some surrounding area dip choices. Minnesota, it's more specific. It is a cheese dip, but it's cheddar cheese dip. Illinois is jalapeno popper dip. I like that. Iowa is green dip. No, I'm sorry, that's Missouri. What's green dip?
I have no. I'm going to look that up.
Salsa verde or something? It sounds healthy. So get out of here. I don't need a healthy dip for my Super Bowl pleasures. Iowa's buffalo chicken dip. Yeah, Wisconsin is taco dip. And I have to say, out of all of these, taco dip is probably my favorite. Maybe the jalapeno popper, but I like the taco dip. California's jalapeno popper dip. Washington State Greek layer dip. Interesting. Nevada is beer dip. What's Texas? Queso dip. Okay, could see that. And then Ohio buffalo chicken dip as well, and upstate New York, or just New York State, I guess, buffalo chicken. So I do like a good taco dip, but some of the recipes were like, man, talk about, I really just kind of need the meat and a sauce. Do you want the creams in there and the cheese? Like, I don't mind some Mexican cheese in there, but a lot of these recipes were like sour cream and cream cheese. It's like, I don't want to die by the end of the game. I just want to, I do like the taste of tacos though, especially taco meat.
I think that the green dip, I'm looking it up here. I can't. This might be it. It's called the Greek goddess dip, but it's the green dip, and it's Greek yogurt, feta cheese, and then pita chips, and then olive oil.
Yeah, that's healthier.
Yeah. And some lemon juice, too.
It's what?
And lemon juice is mixed in there.
Oh, that's nice. See, I don't mind being a little healthier, but on a day like Super Bowl Sunday, that's kind of an excuse, pardon me, where you don't have to be healthy. So eat some chips, right?
Got to get the Doritos. To catch the Dorito ads.
Here's what I like. Red Dye 40 mixed with there we cream go. Cheese and yeah. sour cream. And some U.S. grade A non-inspected beef. That's what I want. So the Super Bowl commercial, one of the big ones they're going to do is a reboot from... hey, we have a clip from Groundhog Day, don't we?
Yes.
Let's do that before Rick gets here, and then we'll talk about the Super Bowl commercial. So this is our guest at 6:35, Rick Overton, who's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then we're going to talk to him a little bit about his time on the set of Groundhog Day as one of the local town drunks. Here is Rick with another comedian, Rick Dockumann, and Bill Murray sitting in a bowling alley getting loaded.
I was in the Virgin Islands once. I met a girl. We ate lobster, drank pina coladas. At sunset, we made love like sea otters. That was a pretty good day. Why couldn't I get that day over and over?
You know, some guys would look at this glass and they would say, you know, that glass is half empty. Other guys would say, that glass is half full. I think you was a glass is half empty kind of guy, am I right?
What would you do if you were stuck in one place? And every day was exactly the same, and nothing that you did mattered.
Now that sums it up for me.
That's Rick Overton, our guest at 6:35. We couldn't find the clip where he pukes by the car. Bill Murray says, you want to puke in the car or out of the car? And he says, I think both. I feel like we played
great
that
choice.
Lesson.
Great choice.
Yeah. Going to the text line, we have Tom from New Berlin. When we were talking about being on the radio, and you can watch radio... or you can watch, how do I phrase that? Watch TV on the radio?
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
Tom said, you still have a face for radio like I do.
What a great compliment.
You know, that's not the kind of thing you say out loud, Tom. You go, oh, Pete, you should really be in TV, even though inside you're going, what an ugly. Well, thank you, Tom. I'm glad we're glad we're connected through our unattractivity. Thank you for the text, buddy, as always. Chris from Madison says, leap year occurs once every 4 years, except when it doesn't. It doesn't occur on the century mark. However, it does occur every millennium mark, which is why we had a leap year in the year 2000. Okay. I didn't know that. That makes sense. Mike from Cottage Grove says, I love Three Lakes. Spent many summers at my cousin's summer home on Planting Ground Lake. Missed that part of my life. I'm with you, Mike. That's a great Groundhog Day. Keep them coming, folks. We'll be right back with Rick Overton on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Without my pride, I reach out
from the inside. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's efforts to curb smoking just aren't cutting it, according to a new report from the American Lung Association. They grade each state based on their initiatives to prevent residents from smoking and help them quit. Wisconsin got three Fs, two Ds, and a B. Tobacco use is the number one cause of death in Wisconsin, more than alcohol, AIDS, car crashes, illegal drugs, homicide, and suicide combined. More than 7,800 Wisconsinites die each year due to tobacco. And we're in the middle of this January thaw. We don't often see temperatures like this at this time of year. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains how it all leads back to climate change.
As temperatures soar to feeling like spring today, records will be shattered statewide. Hitting highs in the 50s at the end of January is about 30 degrees above normal. So it's no surprise to hear that our Wisconsin winters have been getting shorter and shorter. A recent study says we're losing an average of 14 days of winter conditions each decade since 1995. And this is all due to rising air temperatures and climate change. The study published in Environmental Research Letters also found that the Great Lakes region has seen the steepest increase in average winter temperatures over the past 50 years. And the Great Lakes are losing ice cover at a rate at about 5% every decade. Continued changes could affect the ecosystem of the lakes.
And if you saw something streak across the sky Tuesday night, it wasn't just you. People all over the Madison area spotted it around 9 o'clock. It was a reddish color and had a long tail. Well, staff from UW-Madison's Department of Atmospheric and Oceanic Sciences say it was a Starlink satellite re-entering the atmosphere. Starlink is the internet satellite company from Elon Musk. Those satellites stay in the sky a couple years, and then they burn up in the atmosphere when their service is finished. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings. Until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise, and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A mostly cloudy sky tonight, a low near 30, and more sun and in the mid-40s for tomorrow. Some clouds on Saturday, high upper 30s, with some snow showers Saturday night. A mixture of sunshine and clouds into Sunday, highs upper 40s. Right now it's 50.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry. You're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Burlo Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, it's going to be a dumpster fire Friday.
And we'll laugh at all the stories about how the country is being torn apart.
Bring the marshmallows.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabe.
All right. It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays, folks. It is Thursday night. Hope you had a great day. Glad you're with me here. We are broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay, and it is time for our popcorn pick of the week. You will walk away from the radio with a movie recommendation and some insights over the next few minutes of what it was like to work on the film Groundhog Day with our next guest, the hilarious and incredibly talented Rick Overton. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Pete. Thanks for having me back on. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. It is a thrill to have you back on, and thank you for doing this. You know, I think I've told you maybe in the past that Groundhog Day is one of my favorite films of all time. So we'll get to that. But we make our popcorn pick of the week in this segment as well. And I'm thrilled to have you for that, too, buddy. So how you been? Do you have anything new coming out? Or
you know, well, nothing new at the moment coming out. But, you know, after the strikes, things got a little slow.
Yeah.
But things always pick up again.
Yeah, so. For sure.
There's no point in worrying.
All right, there you go. You got to keep your cool. So
keep it chill, and you're ready for work whenever it comes.
Exactly. And it will come. You know, I think the hardest part when I used to do stand-up and acting and all that kind of stuff is those valleys can be so bleak. You know what? You just got to have the faith, though, and get through them, right?
Yeah. And all you artists out there have gone into the dip with everybody else. This is the one time you don't have permission to blame yourself. This wasn't because of you and you and your neurotic crap. You don't get to pull it on yourself this time. Because this time it was circumstantial, and the business has gone through many shifts. And certainly don't bring that bitterness with you. Just get ready to roll again.
There you go. Rick, you're,
the business went through the depression. They got out of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You've done stuff like you've kind of made your own work throughout your career as a stand-up. I know you've done shows. Is that something you would give advice to in regard to young actors or comedians, like make it happen for yourself? Doesn't that help you at least kind of use your own therapy to get through dry times like that?
Yeah, you got comedy. You can do other, you know, I have comedy and I do other and writing. And so. There's other stuff, voice work, and there's ways to stay at it that doesn't always have your face involved. And, you know, the right place will pop up for this old man face of mine. Grandpa this or, you know, judge that, whatever. It happens. You know, I'm starting to land grandpa work.
Oh, wow. Does that conflict with your OnlyFans page, Rick? How does that two juxtapose each other?
Oh. May I?
The cat's out of the bag.
May I?
Please.
May I? In my act, can I put that in?
Go for it.
Because that's funny, man.
I said that to my daughter. She said, "Dad, you need more of a social media presence." And I said, "What are you talking about? I got almost 200 followers on my OnlyFans page." And I'm not kidding, Rick. Her look went from "ha ha, that's funny" to "oh dear God" to "oh no." Like, it ran the gamut of emotions.
Dad's not kidding. No, Dad means it
exactly.
Funny.
Hey, all right. So we got you here. We'd love to get your popcorn pick, but let's talk about this. Are you a big movie guy, Rick? Do you like to go to the theater to see movies? Do you like to watch them at home? What's your approach?
Well, I'll do both, but there is a time and a place, and I got a buddy, and me and him, we just have a routine.
Okay.
And we'll get out and see a movie and then complain about it the whole way back, you know,
right?
Or whatever. But we didn't have a lot of complaints on the latest Gerard Butler film that you just were promoting here.
Den of Thieves 2, yeah.
Den of Thieves 2, and I got to go see Den of Thieves 1, but what this film has is a kind of gritty Frankenheimer feel to it.
Oh, yeah.
Just showing, not everyone is so special that they get to do a giant acting, so they're just doing their thing, and it's like almost docu-vision of them doing it.
Yeah.
And
wow, that's great.
Then it gets more interesting for the lead characters. But I thought the way it was handled, it reminded me of like a good 70s action film.
Yeah.
Or 80s. Didn't it have that earlier old-school Frankenheimer feel to you?
Yeah, it did. And I was thinking like maybe William Friedkin, same type of deal, though. Like
Great
chase scenes, great gunfights, and some good acting in between.
But down to earth and real and not trying to push anything.
Yeah. Did you say you did not see Den of Thieves 1?
I have to see it. I have not seen it yet.
I think I like this one better, to be honest with you. I thought it was a little more believable. But the first one's good too. I mean, I like a good heist move. You have to really screw it up for me not to want to watch it.
Yes, I like heists too. Ever since, you know, like Top Cappy.
Yeah. Wait, ever since what?
With Peter Ustinov.
Oh, okay. I don't think I ever saw that.
Did you ever see Top Cappy?
No, I never did. I'm writing it down.
Cool, man.
Okay. So, what's your favorite movie snack, Rick? When you go to a theater, are you getting popcorn, or what's your approach there, snack wise?
Nah, I don't do popcorn. Me and my pal, we sneak in these cashews from Whole Foods. They got the Thai spices. That's spicy.
Nice.
And we kind of sneak it back and forth like kids in class, you know. And we bring the drinks we like from outside. Okay. Don't tell anyone.
Your secret is safe.
I don't want to get some big giant ton of fizzy something or other, you know, for $10.
Right.
Do you want the drum or just the tub? I'm just in the mood for the tub. Thanks.
It's so funny you said that. I went and saw Black Hawk Down at Man's Chinese on Hollywood. Do you know Rich Brown?
I know Rich Brown.
All right. So Rich and I are sitting there at this movie, Black Hawk Down, and about 10 minutes into the movie, I just hear a psst. He brought his own beer. He had it in his pockets.
Yeah.
So I assume that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, you go to Rocky Horror, it gets a lot smokier in there. But
oh, there you go. That's funny. Yeah. I think so.
I thought the movie was pretty damn good, man.
Yeah. Okay. Is that your popcorn pick of the week?
The better thing is, it's his most, that's pick of the week.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Butler's most realistic work in a while, too. They give him over the top, you know.
Yes.
Through his teeth, 300 parts. Everything is through my teeth. But himself is very grounded, and he does really good real work.
I agree. That's a great way to put it, because I thought in the first one, and not that it wasn't good, but they were hammering home that I'm a cop and I'm a rogue cop. And it's like he was drinking whiskey and smoking in every scene. It's like, all right, we get it. You're kind of a loose
on the nose, you know? And did he have a troubled marriage at home?
Oh yeah. And it got ugly.
Guys, will you please stop with the every cop has trouble at home? It's not that it doesn't happen. It's just that everyone uses it. Notice nobody shows Trinity flying in the air and freezing in place in a dance pose anymore while you pan the camera around, because everyone has seen it to death.
Right. Well, wait till you
don't
see the first one.
Open the mirror in the cabinet, and when you close the mirror again, and there's the guy. Don't open the fridge door. And your clothes, there's the guy. Don't do the person under the bed. Oh, the thing was behind you, and you get dragged backwards into the dark. Why? After 25 times, just refuse to do the 26th time.
Right. And
it'll make you use improv and your imagination and give us something new, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. That's what the second one had. Like the second one, you know, the marital stuff was gone out of the second one. It had already happened. Because the first one, it's like, God, if I could fast forward through these, you know, kind of disturbing scenes almost, where he's yelling in front of his kids and stuff like that. It's like, I just don't, you know, show me the chase. Show me him getting the bad guy. I know people have families, you know. I don't need to see everything. What kind of movies do you typically like, Rick, genre-wise? Is that kind of your genre, the action?
You know, sometimes I'm nostalgic, and I want to see something that reminds me of the old feel.
Okay.
So I saw that movie, because it has the old feel. But it doesn't always mean I go see every action film. I'll go see comedy films and sci-fi films and documentaries, and it just depends on the subject matter more than the format.
Yeah, that makes sense. Before we get into Groundhog Day, Rick, I just want to ask you, what you've been on your share of TV and movie sets. Have you had an experience where it was just like, oh my God, I wish I could go back and do that again? Kind of a Groundhog Day shooting experience almost?
And reshoot and do my part better?
Well, I didn't say that.
What do you mean? Like
you had
a couple, probably. I could look back on my early stuff and go, oh, boy, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, I sure mug. Oh, look at me mugging my face up, you know. Look at that kid. monkeying around on camera.
I'm just saying, you have so many great credits, you know.
Well, yeah, no, I've had a lot of luck, and you can tell. Oh, yeah, that's luck. And then you learn your way around, and you try to do your best. You're with good people, and hopefully it rubs off.
Sure.
That's a lot of what you young guys, you want to be with the good people and just quietly see what they did and why, see what they didn't do and why. And then it'll be your turn one day, and you'll remember those things. And that's how you learn. Earn while you learn.
Absolutely. You had a great year in 1993. In addition to Groundhog Day, you did Mrs. Doubtfire. Those both must have been really fun films to shoot, big budget Hollywood films. Do you like those, or do you like more indie stuff where you can take more chances?
Well, each has its value as long as you have a wide perspective on why it's good to be here at all.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer.
Don't be fussy about it just yet. Wait till you're a multi-billionaire and then you can get all fussy. All right. Until then, realize everyone just wants to get this thing done. Be there to help that happen.
Yeah.
And then when enough of them go, you help this get done, that leads to more work.
Well said. What about Groundhog Day? Let's talk about that. So tell us a little bit about your experience. I love that you got to do scenes with another comic, your fellow Rick.
Ricky.
Yeah, that must have been kind of fun.
Always, always fun playing with dear Ricky. He's gone now.
Yeah.
And he was really a multi-talented guy. He's been in some great films, if you look at his IMDb, and he was so good in The Burbs. But he and I would come up with some stuff that slip sliding around on the ice by the car outside the bowling alley. Harold was a Second City man. So I said, what do you guys got? He goes, oh, well, you know what? I'm here. Do something with my footing here. So I just can't. So it's just every moment of me at the wheel should be absolute jeopardy, you know?
Oh, wow.
And I added the thing, maybe he has to throw up.
Oh, that was your ad lib.
Yeah,
because
his name was Ralph, and I thought, well, if his name is Ralph, for crying out loud, he should be at the edge of throwing up, you know?
Perpetually, yeah.
And then Bill Murray gave me the line, say something about flapjacks. He goes, there's two days for flapjacks. He's like, I says, who could go for flapjacks? And I said, he gave me, like, the key line for the guy was, who could go for flapjacks right now, you know?
That's so great. You mentioned Rick being in The Burbs, too, which I thought was hilarious. He has my favorite line, and I tend to have the quirkier lines are the lines I remember, and I think Corey Feldman said something in that film, and Document just looks at him and goes, you think that's funny, Johnny? Like it was so dry and just so beautiful. It was just perfect comic timing. So
yeah, he was great.
He was a treasure. So
he was always great. It was a loss. It was a loss.
Yeah. So did you was
Bill, Harold?
Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Rick.
Oh, terrible loss losing Harold like that.
Yeah. Did you know him before you did Groundhog Day, Harold Ramis?
No. Okay. But ever since then, and we would hang out and have meals when he was in town, and I just loved him. You know, God damn it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
So many people love that movie, Rick. I feel like it has the perfect amount of romance without being overly sentimental. It's got great comedy. It's situational comedy, acting, the scenery, cinematography, everything. But you were in it. We're going to do a very short break, and then I'd like to come back and ask you what your thoughts are on it. Like, when you watch it now, what are you thinking? So,
How about Groundhog Day?
Yeah, so we'll have a couple more minutes with Rick when we come back after this very short break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At this moment.
voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Equability offers custom-tailored clothing for those with dexterity or mobility challenges. Plus, first-time shoppers get 10% off. Use code CIVIC10 at checkout. Visit equability.co, equability.co, to make your clothes easier to wear today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' 3 locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Found an injured, sick, or orphaned wild animal? Dane County Humane Society's Wildlife Center can help. Call 608-287-3235 or visit giveshelter.org/wildlife for what to do next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
Welcome back. Our question of the night is, what is your own personal Groundhog Day? Share with us a day from your life that if you had to live it over and over, you would want that to be the day. 855-752-4842. My guest, speaking of Groundhog Day, is one of the fine members of the cast of that great film, and he's a hilarious comedian. Rick Overton is on the phone here. Rick, so great to have you here. I know we just have a couple more minutes, but I know that you know, it's different when you're in a movie, you have a different experience. What's your take on Groundhog Day looking back at it? Like when it's on, do you watch it? Or are you kind of like, I love it, but been there, done
I'll
that?
I'll always watch it. Of course, in 2025, it doesn't have to be on to watch it.
True.
Everything's on.
Right.
You just click on it and it's on. It's like, remember like when you were a kid, you had to run home to see Laughing or whatever it was, right. You know? Don't want to miss an episode because it's gone. You get
right.
One more chance in a year, and then you never see it again until, you know, Nick at Night. So it's a luxury we have now to play it at any time.
Definitely.
We live in an extraordinary time. Not all of the future is bad.
Right.
Some of it is, but not all of it.
And we have great things to get us through it, like movies like Groundhog Day. Did you have any interaction with Chris Elliott or Andy McDowell?
A little bit in the van.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, we get in the van, go to the hotel. And I'm not in the van with the news van. I mean, just picking us up to go to the set, you know.
Okay,
and we're all
right.
Staying at the hotel.
Right.
And it wasn't shot in Punxsutawney, because Punxsutawney wasn't really suitable for shooting.
Right.
So they were shooting in Illinois.
Woodstock, yeah.
Aurora and Woodstock, yeah.
Okay.
So it was all around that area there we shot. And the buds were starting to poke out of the trees because it was returning slowly into spring, and they had to clip all the buds off the tree.
Oh, wow.
And then flock it with fake snow. And the it rebuds. The trees get trimmed, so obviously it doesn't. You know.
Right.
So it was an ecological disaster, but it was. So we had to fake winter for the very end of it, yeah. And put a snow machine in there for the town square.
Yeah.
So lots of crap went down that everyone believed in this. Like family at the end of the movie.
Oh.
And we didn't know what we were getting. It's such a weird idea. We didn't know that. No one knew for sure in the beginning if this was going to be amazing, but I think everybody by the end of the shoot absolutely knew it was going to be astonishing.
Yeah, it sure was.
And it's going to be a forever movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it must feel great.
Those aren't there, you know, that. But I'm very grateful that this is one of them.
Yeah.
But it's up there with Capra.
Oh, for sure. Listen, right? I'm surprised. I mean, it's not underrated, but having said that, I'm surprised it's not talked about more. I mean, I know it's considered like one of the top 50 comedies and it won a BAFTA and all that kind of stuff, but I really think there are so few movies that are almost flawless, and I think this is one of them. I just like it that much.
Yeah, it's a perfect comedy. Galaxy Quest is a perfect comedy.
Oh, that's a great one, yeah.
I
think Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Midnight Run. I mean, there's
Planes, Trains, yeah. Midnight Run is all forever perfect comedies. You got that absolutely right.
Absolutely. Rick, thank you very much for your insights into one of my favorite films. Thanks for doing me a solid and also giving us a popcorn pick of the week. Den of Thieves 2, folks. Rick Overton says it's good. I vouch for him. Check it out. Rick, thanks so much for your time, buddy.
If you loved French Connection and stuff like that.
That's a great comp. Yeah. Outstanding. Right. Thank you so much, as always, my friend. Have a great night, Rick.
Same to you, Pete. Thanks again, buddy. Talk soon.
You got it. All right. That's Rick Overton. What a career he's had. He came up. I think he came up with Robin Williams in the San Francisco scene. I don't know. I never met Robin Williams. I've only met Rick a handful of times, and I was just a young buck, and he was sort of an all-star in the comedy scene, and he was always just such a friendly guy, and it's great to have the opportunity to talk to him on Nightlight about some of the things he's done in his really cool career. So, repeating our question of the night, folks, what is your Groundhog Day? What day from your life do you wish you could live over and over, or if you had to live a day over and over, what would it be? You can go with something conventional, birthdays, weddings, you know, whatever, or you could kind of get personal. You could tell us a little more, some more intimate stuff, not too intimate, but just a lovely day between you and a spouse or your kids or friends, good times. I said mine would be Three Lakes, Wisconsin when I was a kid, and my dad's whole family would be up there, and we'd just run off the pier all day, maybe go golfing. It was just such a magical time, and I think probably a lot of people would go back to their childhood. Conrad said he would go back to, how old were you when the Packers won?
I was 11.
Okay. 11 years old. Wow. So that is a childhood memory. Yeah.
Yep.
So share with us yours, please. It's always more fun when you guys are involved. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. So Monica from Mount Horeb says, I don't have a good answer for the question, so I'll offer two unrelated comments. I saw A Complete Unknown, and it far exceeded my expectations. Monica, I was expecting to like it, but it exceeded my expectations too. That's very well said. I like the way you explained that. Timothy Chalamet did a great job as Dylan, and Ed Norton's portrayal of Pete Seeger was spot on. I also ordered and read The Hole They Dug for You after listening to Jody Hinman on your show, and I thought it was pretty good. She had a lot of unexpected plot twists. That is good to hear. See that, Conrad? We're providing a service here too.
There we go.
I'm still on another book from another guest, but I'm going to get to Jody soon. But I will pass that along. Thank you so much, Monica. That means a lot. Jim from Appleton says, my Groundhog Day is a simple pleasure, a random summer day at my grandparents' lake property. It was on Emma Lake near Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Jim, I was up in that direction too. Whenever someone flew into Three Lakes, they always went into Rhinelander Airport because Three Lakes had this tiny landing strip. So, you can't beat those memories at the family cottage. Keep those memories coming, folks. Let us know what your Groundhog Day would be. Let us know what your Groundhog Day would be. I'm having trouble talking here, Conrad. More water. What are you telling me? Wrap it up?
Wrap it up.
I will take my time, damn it. I don't care. hey, this is Peach Wabba at Nightlight. Great to have you with. Brittany Merlot is coming up next, folks. We're going to talk weather. Don't go away. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area, my fill-in guest host, and we're going to talk about turning off the Enbridge oil pipeline in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. He had no evidence, but that didn't stop President Trump from continuing to suggest that race or gender may have played a role in Wednesday night's jetliner Black Hawk helicopter crash at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Army veteran who flew Black Hawks, taking exception.
When you're out there trying to recruit more people to get them trained to become air traffic controllers, having the President of the United States question them and insult them is not the way that we actually grow more air traffic controllers.
On the investigation, a source with direct knowledge tells ABC News the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the jetliner have been recovered. Jennifer Homendy chairs the National Transportation Safety Board.
We will look at all the humans that were involved in this accident. Again, we will look at the aircraft, we will look at the helicopter, we will look at the environment in which they were operating in. That is standard in any part of our investigation.
This is ABC News.